AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Time to visit me. Here is what you need. Your fear make you think everything.
What has happened to you?
Then, you died. Small price.
Petros and Money AM 570 LA Sports. Remember, 20 minutes, you will hear the keyword. It's an opportunity for you to win $1,000.
Get ready, prick up your ears.
Text the keyword to 200-200. If you get a call back from a number you don't recognize, make sure you answer your phone. That is the only way to win the $1,000. Could be coming from a block number or perhaps a 513 area code. You get the $1,000. Just for listening to AM 570 LA Sports, we'll do it again starting on Monday at 7 a.m. And remember, at 7 a.m., Dan Patrick will have already been on the air for a full hour.
I mean, he'll be up and running.
He'll start at 6, Colin at 9, Rogan and Rodney weekdays, noon until 3 p.m., leading to PMS. 4 full hours. And we got one more to go before David Vasse and Dodger Talk from 7 until 8.
All right, everybody, remember to follow us on Twitter.
Tip of the cap.
And do the tip of the cap, yeah. Hashtag tip of the cap.
Tip
your cap challenge. Hashtag tip your cap challenge. At Matt Money Smith on Twitter. At Tim Cates on Twitter. At Ronnie Fascio. Disinfectant Ronnie on Twitter. I don't think that's the name. It's just Ronnie Fascio. At Petros and Money on Twitter.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And at The Old P on Twitter. We are here for you all weekend. Social media wise, we'll be back on Monday, and don't forget to podcast the show on the iHeartRadio app. We are live everywhere for you on the iHeartRadio app, all in this together. And all the details about the Tip Your Cap Challenge on AM570LASports.
Let's keep it going.
.com.
That's right.
Hashtag my man. It is time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts!
A lot of people passing around ways to entertain themselves during self-quarantine. I know a lot of people on Twitter sharing books. Maybe a 4-pack of books that you ought to consume.
Gosh, we are the worst.
We've been talking a lot of Tiger King, even though it's super popular and the number one show on Netflix.
Major Lazer on YouTube. We have
Major Lazer.
We've talked about
that.
Some obscure things as well, but yes, Tiger King, Matt. I can't beat it. Can't beat that. And it's well made. It's beautifully made.
If you burn through all 7 episodes and you're looking for the next thing, perhaps Monty Python. If you've never done a deep dive or delved deep into the Monty Python
Make sure
film,
you understand catalog, British humor.
I would imagine it could go over a lot of folks' heads, but Holy Grail, I think, still
stands. Well,
give
it a try. You know what I mean? Just say, hey, I like those Brits.
Let's give it a go. Let's see what this is all about.
Don't expect it to be like, you know,
a TikTok.
Like Logan Paul.
Exactly. Yeah. Or YouTube. It will be a little bit more heady. Eric Idle said that when Monty Python, the comedy sketch group, ran into financial difficulty while making The Holy Grail, they could not find anybody to lend them the tens of thousands of dollars they needed to complete production. So
really, really sophisticated special effects.
Oh, yeah, that rabbit with them eyes.
The fake horse.
That dude that got all his limbs cut off.
The Black Knight. It's a flesh wound. Get back here, you coward.
Back in the day.
Get back here and finish the fight.
I'll bite your ankles off. Back in the day, and I think a few bands still do this, comedians used to open for big-time rock bands.
Yes.
That would be the opening act to get kind of the crowd in a good mood, and then the Stones would walk on stage and bust out a set. Well, Monty Python used to do that, and they were very close with all the big artists of the time, so each group lent them £10,000. Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Genesis, and Jethro Tull. Each gave him 10 grand, not alone, just gave him the 10 G's.
What a festival bill right there.
Right? And they were able to finish The Holy Grail, and once it became a huge hit, they never asked for the 10 grand back. They were just saying, hey, man, happy to help you out of that tight spot. We're in a tight spot.
Way to go, John Cleese.
Darn right.
Time for quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
Oh, yeah! MLB and their Players Association agreed on a salary and service time thing. Players will receive a full season of service time toward free agency, regardless of how many games are played this season. That's something we discussed yesterday that they needed to get figured out, and they figured it out. Vin Scully has a message for all you Dodger fans. It was posted today on Twitter by the Dodgers. I think we can all enjoy this right now.
Everybody, and a very pleasant good afternoon to you, wherever you may be. Excuse me, that's form a habit. But wherever you may be, that means most of you are home, just as I am, waiting, hopefully, for opening day. I trust all is well. I hope you are far and away from any sickness, and I miss you. You know, when I retired, people asked me, what do you miss the most? And I told them, I miss the roar of the crowd, and I miss the people that I saw daily in the stadium, the workers, the ushers, the ladies cooking the hot dogs. I miss the ladies running the elevators up and down. Those were the people, the ladies who worked in the lunchroom, and of course, in the press room, the writers. In other words, I didn't really miss the players, because once I got involved with radio and TV, I didn't have a chance to hang out by the batting cage. Also, I stopped trying to hang out once the players started to call me Mister. Anyway, these are tough times. Certainly, I don't have to tell you that. But having lived as long as I have lived, I've seen this country, the greatest country on earth, get off its knees, literally and figuratively. When they were down and out during the Depression, and when they were on their knees after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And what happened then, they unleashed a tiger. The tiger was the whole country pulling together and getting not only back on its feet, but saving the whole world. So you and I, yeah, things are tough, but we'll be up off our knees soon. And we just want to remind you about that. And in the meantime, spend the precious time at home with your family. Pray a little bit more, like most of us will do.
Jesus.
And above all, try to smile. Because when you smile, that makes everybody else feel better.
Well,
God bless.
God bless. That was beautiful.
Real inspiration.
And some more baseball news. Jeff Passan tweeting this out earlier today that the players in league have agreed they will not begin playing again until there are no bans on mass gatherings that limit the ability to play in front of the fans. He put an asterisk there and then quickly said, there is a caveat that they will agree to play at neutral sites in front of no fans. That was quickly backtracked on. No travel restrictions, and when medical experts determine games will not pose a risk to health of teams and fans. So no dates, no projections, just those are the three things that they will search for before they feel comfortable starting the season.
Well, speaking of three things, we had NFL last hour. Greg the Leg is gone. Gone from the Rams. No longer the kicker. Their kicker, very reliable for the last eight seasons, agreed to terms with the boys of the Cow. Over eight seasons, Zuerlein covered 82% of his field goals. He played a crucial role during the 2018 season in helping to send the Rams to Super Bowl. But now he's gone, Matt.
He's gone, and that's kind of part and parcel with what we talked about. When you have four guys that make up damn near half your cap, you're going to lose really good kickers that are making multiple millions of dollars a year and sign a guy that is probably an undrafted free agent to a league minimum. Now, that's the bad news, but there's actually some really good news.
Yeah, Michael Brockers re-signed with
huge.
The Rams. Great guy, great player, defensive tackle, three-year deal, $31.5 million. Coming back to L.A. after his deal with the Ravens fell through due to an ankle issue that was flagged on his physical. Oh, illegal ankle issue, 15 yards, back across the coast. In a memo to teams, the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell warned that criticism of the league's decision to hold the draft as scheduled is grounds for disciplinary action.
Hold your tongues.
Don't you dare.
Don't even think about it.
Freaking dare.
Don't even think about it.
Some criticizers are more equal than others.
Loose lips ruin broadcast plans.
Every time you buy a war bond, you reach across the Pacific.
Utah Jazz say that all players and personnel, including Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, have been cleared by the Utah Department of Health. So happy to hear that they have recovered after contracting COVID-19. And one more thing, NBA-related, P. We mentioned yesterday Drew Brees and the $5 million donation. How about Steve Ballmer, his wife, his family, $25 million donation.
After the 400 he just dropped?
Exactly.
For after the JD 400 and the straight shot.
Cash for the forum. $25 million cash to the city of Los Angeles as they continue their fight against COVID-19. And we got big three news. We are your big three show of record.
They have partnered with the media giant and D-Mole, producers of the smash hit reality TV show Big Brother, to create the league's quarantined reality show basketball tournament. League sources told Yahoo Sports after receiving a negative coronavirus test result, players and referees will be quarantined in the same LA area home provided by the league for the three-week tournament, which will consist of 16 players. This is the Clay Travis dream. Utopian sports dream.
So a house all under one roof. The house going to have a half court because it's half court for big three. But the referee's going to be there.
No chicks?
I would assume no.
Test them. Other city we go. Video.
I guess, yeah, you can test their partners.
Wouldn't it look better if they had like a pool next to it with like ladies in bikinis and like beach ball kind of being thrown around.
If they're all quarantined for 2 weeks or whatever.
You can say
3 weeks. You could put whoever you want in there as long as they're all good.
Yeah.
Old man Cut Mobley.
Mobley?
He's going to be rolling around in there with old man. Who else was in the big three that had the
just a gnarly gray beard?
Was Corey Maggette doing a big three thing?
Remember he blew out his leg. Knee.
That's right. He blew out his leg. Yeah. He blew it out.
Horse racing news, Matt.
Santa Anita shut down. We just had Bill Plaschke on earlier this week. He was going to give us his picks via TVG. Now, maybe other horse tracks are still open. I don't know. And he can do that OTB-style betting. But Santa Anita is shut down.
Matt, the Georgia home of our friend Davis DL3, Davis Love III, the great golfer, was destroyed by fire early this morning. Love and his wife were in the house when the fire started, but escaped uninjured. And now, well, it's unfortunate that the guy from the band Prodigy is gone because they were going to get over to the end. The fire starter! The twisted fire starter! The fire starter! The twisted fire starter! We'll be right back with more Petros and Money. Don McLean will join us next.
Doing our Tip Your Cat Challenge. Justin Turner, Oral Hershiser, George Lopez, all of us here at the station have tipped our cap to those that are making a difference as we try to fight COVID-19. You can post your video for a chance to win a 50-second shopping spree for Dodgers merchandise and tickets to upcoming opening day. Details at am570lasports.com. Hashtag, we're all on this together. Hashtag, Tip Your Cat Challenge.
Maybe we can get Don to do one for us.
He'll do it.
Send it to us. We can put it on his Twitter.
Yeah. Wear a snake.
He is the BFF of the Petros and Money Show. In hard times and good. Celebratory times. And times that are, well, going to be remembered not so fun. Like right now. He works for the Clippers. Pac-12 Network. CAA. He is the proprietor of the Conejo Valley Basketball Club. Private workouts that they are sending out. The next ass he kisses will be the first, and he's a leading scorer in the history of the Pac-12. You can see his statue in Lemon Park in Simi Valley. His childhood home. It's Don McLean, ladies and gentlemen, on the Petros and Money Show on AM570 LA Sports on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Hello, Don.
How's it going, guys? And what's interesting is, this week it's Friday, and when Tim texted me last night, to do the show today, I said, yeah. And then this morning when I woke up and thought about what my day was going to look like, I said, okay, well, I'm doing their show. They're probably going to ask what I've been doing and all this stuff. And I should have had all this stuff, to tell you guys.
Exactly.
That's what we were hoping.
And really, the week has just kind of gone by, guys. I hate to say that, but, yeah.
Just grilling and eating, Don? Just grilling and eating? Just the world melded together, the days like
monotonous, one meal to the next?
We're still Pelotoning in the morning, as I chronicled last week.
No more double days?
There has been a few double days. What I've done, instead of 2 days on or two times on the Peloton, I'm now getting back into the weight room.
Oh, yeah.
We have a little dumbbell set here.
Move around some weights.
So the two-a-day portion of nightly weightlifting sessions, if you will.
Now, Don, you have not, I suppose, checked out The Tiger King on Netflix.
No,
yet.
But I've heard about it from multiple people. I need to get on there.
Got to do it, Don.
I
heard it's awesome.
We are not often those that push what's popular. We are much more fans of the obscure. We like to be people that bring content to others as opposed to people that react to content that everybody's watching, you know, a la Game
of Thrones. You have me on the show. Nobody else wants me.
That's not true, Don.
Not true. You won't do any other shows.
You have just
that's true, too.
It's a lot like me, Don. You've spent so long saying no that people don't ask anymore, and they've moved on to others. And now you're like, hey, what gives? How come nobody wants me? I could be nice. I could be cool. But it really is, for all the things that are popular that people like that absolutely suck, you know, like This Is Us or something like that, this is one of the best documentaries that I have ever seen, and a true taste of real American excess and true American psychopaths. Now, Don, have you...
And so much so that the guy filed a lawsuit today, I saw.
Yeah,
from
94
jail.
Million.
From jail. Yeah, 94 mil.
Wants that presidential pardon.
I hope he gets it.
We hope he gets it.
Yeah, we are with him. It's not even funny. I mean, I'm with him. I don't care if that
murder
guy
for hire. You know, it was really just a publicity stunt.
Well, he gave the guy money, and all he did was buy a bunch of meth and go to a strip club.
He knew that's what the guy was going to do.
He didn't trust him.
Nah.
Guy had a teardrop.
Hey, don't give the show away. I haven't started it yet.
Trust me. There's no way to give it away. There's not enough to talk.
Oh, really?
Every 5 minutes of the show is so loaded with white trash. It's like a white trash compactor. I mean, it pushes all the trash down, and you can add more. It's like, how could
basically,
there be,
it's vacuum sealed white trash.
How could
Once
there be
pop
more
that bag,
white
it
trash?
It just pours out.
More white trash. More
Sounds
white
like
trash.
Sounds like my kind of show.
It is.
50 pounds of white trash in a 20-pound bag. It is an
How many episodes?
It's seven. Dawn, sit the boys down. They are going to love it. Trust us.
Really?
Now, your boys are.
You think they'll love it more than the Scattergory games we've been popping off every night?
The what?
Punt.
Scattergories. Remember that game?
Scattergories.
Scattergories. Yeah. Okay. Scattergories. Yeah. So same game every night. You guys aren't rotating?
Well, we did. We've done three nights of that just because everybody thinks they're the best at it in our family, and so we run it back night
run it
after
back.
Night to see who actually is the best.
It's not a family.
And if you take out
people.
My cheating. Then I probably am the best.
How much of a cheater are you, Don? Because my father is going to join us in the very next segment. My father is a prodigious cheater of games. When we just poker, pennies with his kids, he'd find a way to cheat. Butts up, handball, horse. Like, my father would always try to
feel
find...
like you're embellishing.
I'm not.
All right, we're going to
ask him. Ask
Coming
him.
Now.
Well,
call Jimmy Evangelatus
in racquetball. Well, I'm not much of a cheater because I feel like I do have some skill at various things. Not many, but some. But with the Scattergories, what it's turned into is it's actually turned into a bit of comedy for me. If I don't know a word, I will make up a word. And then when they say, what is that? I'll have some crazy explanation behind it, even though it's not really a word. So they go scrambling to their phones to Google it and figure out if it's really a word.
Kind of like us Google. With Vic. Like us with Vic. If Vic says something and we don't
During
believe,
Latuya,
we think he's making it up.
Yeah. But I actually am making it up.
Those were the days, Don, when you could make it up and they would just have to accept it because the old man said so. I do want to, before we get to anything else, I do want to focus on the Peloton because last time we talked, we discussed whether or not you were interacting with other classes.
Because Matt's not a Pelotonian.
I'm not a Pelotonian. I'm a Nordictonian.
Matt doesn't like to pay the monthly fee on the Peloton.
Do you find yourself engaging still with the videos? Are you doing it on your own? Are you advancing in your classes? Are you pedaling more? Are you doing more incline? What is the state of the Peloton 1 weekend?
Well, I'm still kind of trying to find my way with because what I did find out, and it was all roses last week when I talked to you guys, the inclines in me in the hip don't really do so great. I figured out, so I'm trying to find the classes that I can challenge myself enough without firing that hip up. And I think what I found is kind of the middle of the road classes are what's good for me. But I have been going 45 minutes every day. That's the most you can go. That's like the longest class they have, 45 minutes.
That's why you double up.
Yeah. So I'm still navigating my way through all the different classes. But what I have found out is some of these female instructors, and I don't know how you guys would feel about this, but picture yourself on a bike sweating your ass off and you're like 35 minutes in. And all of a sudden, the girl breaks down in tears because the song that just came on reminded her of when she was 17 and her boyfriend broke up with her or whatever. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but that kind of turned me off. So,
as much as
you'd rather probably look at a female while doing that,
sure.
I am now looking more towards males just so there isn't so much, emotion. When I'm just trying to get a sweat on.
I did yoga today with a gay dude for the Core Power app. I'm just assuming he was gay, but he was doing a lot of exhale, exhale, exhale. And I was like, and then he really, like, the last 20 minutes of the class was just him sitting there, like, telling, and you're sad, but you got to see the beauty. And I was like, yeah, this guy's got me going. But he didn't break into tears or talk about a breakup. But a lot of people, very emotional.
You going back to his yoga class?
Online?
Yeah.
Joel?
You going back to Joel's class? Because Don's done. Don's done with Girl That Cries About a Song. Girl.
There's two of them, Matt. There's been two different girls that broken into tears.
Yeah, that's not okay.
In two different classes.
About what? Human suffering?
Dude, you have to see it. They get, I don't even know how to explain it. But all the rides are tied to music. And so these people, I think, choose their own music. And my thing is, if you know that you can choose any music you want, why would you choose songs that might hit you while you're riding a bike that would force you into tears?
Stay with me.
That right. I need to breathe.
I don't understand that.
Now, be crying.
Yeah. Now, Don, you do have high school age kids, and a lot of young people are really into taking selfies and stuff like that. And right now, people's selfie game is just shot, unless you go on a hike or something and get out in the middle of nowhere and take a picture. There's a lot of people taking pictures down at the hospital boat down in San Pedro, taking selfies with the hospital. That's not why it's there, by the way, to take selfies with you.
No, they're to service people that need to be hospitalized.
But that's the reason the Tiger King has all his money, because of the selfie world. And people want to take pictures with those tigers.
With their tiger cubs,
Have your boys ever expressed any interest in going and taking a picture, getting you to bring a little tiger cub around, sit on their laps, and take a selfie? Anything like that?
They have not expressed that desire, but what I would say to tie a lot of what we've talked about on this show together is, what if I could get somehow that coyote that doesn't have a tail to sit still for a few minutes?
That would
get a selfie with him.
You'd break the internet, don't
you? Well, yeah, and then you could, you can always add sort of graphics to the photo, and you would just write
golf balls and
nice tail.
Other things.
Hashtag nice tail.
Hashtag nice tail. I mean, that's viral. That'll go viral. That'll be a sensation.
How often
maybe
do you
I'll get them? Maybe I'll get them all camoed up tomorrow morning early, and we'll go hunting for
recon.
I like it.
Yeah, for the tailless coyote. See if we can track him down and
very
get a picture.
Quiet. Get some bait.
Yeah.
Get a little bait out there.
How
raw
often
meat.
Do you leave the house, Don? I mean, have you not been leaving the house at all, or do you go once a day to Starbucks or something? I mean, how does it work?
I do hit the Starbucks drive-thru every morning. And what I've done the last couple of days is I've just driven around for 45 minutes, literally just got in the car and drove around town. And what's interesting is, and you wonder if it's because gyms are closed or if it's just that people are cooped up and they're out, but there's so many people walking around.
Yeah.
We're jogging. Pretty spread out. Like, people just going for walks. And you wonder, did they walk before and I just never noticed them? Are they walking now? Like, why is everyone walking? But I guess that's the only thing you can do.
We got a little ballad on the way out for you, Don. Something to
you do.
Yeah, make you think about, maybe a relationship gone by.
See what you think of this.
Something that didn't work out while you're pedaling. Maybe think about all those poor kids. Don't get to play in the Conejo Valley basketball.
Maybe this is a theme song from the new show.
Oh, the Tiger King.
Yeah.
No, that show has its own theme song.
Just trying to get you in touch with your feelings.
I promise you, I will digest that show before next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you definitely will.
You have to.
If you digest 5 minutes of it, you will digest all 6 hours.
Now, right now, I want you to think about, reflect on something that hadn't been so great for you, Don. You know, maybe something that made you stronger in your life?
Take this song with me as I get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow for the coyote hunt.
There you go.
That'll inspire you to get through the brush.
I saw a coyote
with an amber tail. All right, Don.
Thank you, Don.
All right, fellas, have a good weekend.
You too.
Don McLean, ladies and gentlemen.
Good luck cheating at the categories.
That's Don McLean, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next, Petros and Money Show will have the Dead and Alive Guy birthday of the day. Send you off into the evening with David Vassay and Ned Colletti. Dodger Talk starts at 7.
Hey now.
Quiet nights of quiet stars. Hello, everybody. Quiet Dig for fire and have a great weekend. And please follow the rules out there. AM 570 LA Sports. Dodgers Radio live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A big thank you to Don McLean. My dad, again, will be back on Monday for more great sports talk starting at 3
great
o'clock.
Great sports talk.
Your dead guy birthday of the day today, Matt, is Henri Murger, the French novelist, 198 years old he would have been today. Poet and champion of what? Being miserable. And poor, with nowhere to go, especially in these troubled times. Born and died in Paris, son of a janitor. Minimal education.
I can relate to that.
Minimal education.
Son of a janitor.
I don't think his dad had like a janitor. I think he was more like a, you know, kind of like Cosette, you know?
Gotcha.
But yeah. He worked in a lawyer's office where he wrote on the side. That's where his literary career began in 1841, Matt. He was dogged by bad health and being broke and sad. He died penniless in a Paris hospital in 1861 at the age of 39. But!
So happy ending is what you're saying.
Well, his work was popular, and right at the end...
Right there, right before he died.
Napoleon's guy was like, hey, we got to get this guy out of this hospital and get him healthy. This guy's a good author, and he's dying. And they said, okay, get him out. And they went over there. He died. He wrote a book called The Scenes from a Bohemian Life about a desperately poor writer living in a garret. Scène de la vie de Bohème. La Bohème, Matt. Basically just being a bum and wandering around. Rags and writing. Not homeless, though. Not homeless. Not a hobo. Just...
roof over his head.
Extremely poor. Murger.
Dirt floor, no running water.
He lived on...
Dug a hole in the backyard, pooped in it, covered it up.
He actually lived on the top of a place. Him and his crew were known as the water drinkers because they were too poor to afford wine. Now, here's where it's interesting, other than his very sad life and death. The book... Scenes from a Bohemian Life, Scenes de la Vie de Bohème, inspired the opera by Puccini, La Bohème, the German operetta, Das Wäldchen von Montmartre, and America's favorite musical of the 20th century, Rent! From 1996.
595,600 minutes.
Matt is...
I think La Bohème is playing at the Cerritos Community Theater. And I believe the Das...
Wäldchen von Montmartre.
I think that's at the Hawaiian Gardens Outdoor Amphitheater, if I remember the schedule correctly.
Where can I see Rent? Pasadena Playhouse?
Exactly right.
All right, that's good to know. Now, Matt, as you know, I'm deeply interested in the Poor People of Paris. We are your Poor People of Paris show of record.
Not even close. Don't try to step out, you
idiots. Yeah, Rogan and Rodney, I think, are probably a little bit more.
Shut up. How dare you? How dare you? Look, there's a lot of stuff that maybe you can spit out and say they could challenge us as the blank show of record, but not.
Ever say that. We're not the Poor People of Paris
show. Poor People of Paris.
God knows we are.
The PPPs.
And you'll be happy to know that Henri Murger's La Bohème predates French author Colette's Les Vagabondes, previously celebrated here on the dead guy birthday of the day by at least 100 years.
Four people in Paris show of record. Why wouldn't it be?
I always never understood why this song ends like a WB cartoon.
Yeah. That xylophone. It's very, very disturbing.
It just like really turns into something different at the end. But Henri Murger, your French poor dead author of the day.
Speaking of poets, your alive guy birthday of the day, we always like to celebrate local celebrities born, raised, earned their celebrity right here in Southern California. And that's why today a big happy 45th to Stacey Ann Ferguson. Fergie.
Meth mouth.
Had a meth problem. Had a big meth problem.
Oh, she's watching. She's watching Tiger King different than the rest of us.
Darn right. Said, quote, as I scoot to the bottom here, the hardest boyfriend I ever had to break up with.
Yeah, your Belinda, man. That's how it was back then.
Was meth. She was born in L.A. She was raised in Hacienda Heights. English, Irish, Mexican, Scottish, Roman Catholic, Mesa Robles Middle School, Glenn Wilson High School. Out there in Hacienda Heights, cheerleader, straight A student, spelling bee champion that won a couple regionals and nearly represented the area in the national spelling bee. How about that? And a top level Girl Scout.
Where did it all go wrong out there in Double H, Matt?
I'm going to start with the where it all went right. Because
out there in the San Gabriel Valley, man, what's going on out there?
Let's talk about 84 and 85 and her doing a little voiceover work as Sally. Two made-for-television Peanuts cartoons. It's Flash Beagle Charlie Brown in 84 and Snoopy's Getting Married Charlie Brown in 85. She was Sally, as well as four episodes of the Charlie Brown and Snoopy Show. Now from there, if you are a child of the 80s, hit it, Cates. Part of the original cast. Turn it up. There she is.
We've got something that is new, that is true.
State.
We've got something just for
Steph
you.
Steph Rydell. Renee. All around the nation. 84 to 89.
No. Turn it back.
Oh, yeah, we got to get to it. Ready?
Have you heard? We're Kids Incorporated.
K-I-D-S-F.
Fantastic show. Thanks for telling me. I didn't know what you guys were going to do.
I didn't know.
We're going to have fun.
And I didn't know that we had made it. I thought you guys had your whole lives ahead of you.
The wacky red outfits looking like young lover boy out there dancing around.
And every person stands at attention and becomes a letter.
Right?
K-I-D-S. Yeah.
Kids Incorporated, along with the aforementioned Steph and Renee, gave birth to the female trio, Wild Orchid. By 92, still trying to get a record label. Not going to happen. Did not get that recording contract. Sony signed them briefly. Nothing. RCA then picked it up. Nothing. All Night I Pray, their first single, did in fact make it onto the Billboard charts.
They remember Wild Orchid.
Did release a self-titled debut album.
I remember
album.
Mickey Rourke and Wild Orchid, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Wild Orchid I remember. Yeah, I do not remember the all-female
It was kind of a weird
group local
deal.
They did release two albums, as a matter of fact. None of them did anything. I think between the two, maybe 100,000 copies sold worldwide. They were able to open for Cyndi Lauper on a tour in 52 cities. But, of course, Fergie's big break came when old Will.i.am gave her a call and said, hey, Ferg.
Because they already had a thing going, the Black Eyed Peas.
They had already had a pretty darn successful run on Interscope with one album. It was their next album, Elefunk, in 2003, in which Will.i.am reached out to Fergie. And it was just for one song. The song, Shut Up. But Jimmy Iovine, at the time, chairman of Interscope, was like, ooh, I like that Fergie. Let's make her a permanent part as opposed to just a guest vocalist moving forward. And that, of course, was peak Black Eyed Peas when they were so popular that you could make a case.
Let's get it, ha.
Nominated for Grammys, won multiple Grammys.
Every NBA intro for years.
For years. Halftime of the Super Bowl, NBA All-Star Games.
Remember when she peed herself on stage?
Peed herself on stage, straight. Well, yeah, there's really no way to euphemize that. She just straight peed herself on stage. Star is Born style. Thankfully, much happier ending. She had a little bit of a laugh about it, but she did not have. I think you can make a case that the Black Eyed Peas were the most popular pop band in the world for maybe a 18-month, two-year stretch there.
I'm with you there.
I got a feeling. Started to kind of slip for Ferg when she was offered the opportunity to sing the national anthem.
Oh, come on, Matt, in her home, in her hometown of L.A. at Staples?
The NBA's All-Star Game.
Why, Matt?
She decided to...
The slow, smoky style, a torch-singing style. Wait. Who was that person's face that just couldn't... Was it... It was... I think it was Draymond Green.
I think it was Draymond.
He was like...
I mean, we got to hear it all the way through now, Kate. You can't cut the Star Spangled Banner off.
Well, have a great American weekend, everybody. She broke up with Dumel, huh?
They're divorced as of late last year. I think they were separated for a while there. Let's see. Yeah, June 1st, 2019, filed. November, just a couple months ago, divorce finalized. They do have one son who is 6, 7 years old. Axel, spelled just like Axel Rose. Dumel. So,
have you seen the guy on Tiger King with the fat guy with kind of the bowl cut, the other rich guy? You've seen him. He rides a jet ski to Eye of the Tiger. That guy.
He has not shown up yet.
Oh, wow.
I'm only through 4 episodes.
He looks like a really fat Axel Rose.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I've seen the gif.
Whoa, jeez, Fergie.
Here it comes. Almost done.
You couldn't have played one of her ballads, or
yeah, it's almost over. And just to make sure you don't forget what style it was. Ferg,
not yet. We gotta wait a while.
I always say my favorite local New Year's Eve special was probably 6, 7 years ago when Fergie was hosting it on KDOC.
With
I don't remember who she was hosting.
Well, who's
with
the guy that always did the comedian?
Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, he's the one that has like the real train wreck. Yeah, every year on KDOC.
She started the countdown to midnight. With 60 seconds.
Yes, I read
60.
38. 37. 38.
I was like, oh my God, she's really going to do it.
We got Dodger Talk coming up next. David Vasse has Ned Coletti.
Ned Coletti.
And that young guy that was making noise.
Some young guy?
No, who's that guy? We're coming back. The guy, the Logan, no, what's his name? The guy that Dave denied and then he got all into him.
Eric Steven.
Is that him?
From True Blue LA?
No, no. He's a player. He's a player. The guy Dave was like, you had a Dan Wojcicki ask him a question and Dave was like, nothing. And then the next day Dave's like, I got
Oh, Thomas. Right?
Logan Thomas?
Cody Thomas. Cody Thomas.
Cody Thomas.
Oh, look who's on Dodger Talk. Cody Thomas.
Cody Thomas and Ned Coletti.
Wow.
7 o'clock.
I was, speaking of curves, I was ahead of the curve on that one.
You sure were, Cates. And you were roundly mocked for it. Just like Fergie was way ahead on that rendition.
Way ahead.
One day, they'll appreciate it. All right, easy, Ronnie. Jesus.